This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the leadership of police in talks to resolve the backlog of cases in the judicial system. Barvin backs vendors in the wake of criticisms leveled against them over the sale of unhealthy food items. A regional expert in food security says the Caribbean has made progress in reducing hunger, but stresses more help is needed in rural communities. Architect of the Caribbean Examinations Council passes away at 100, and the UN chief expresses concern over Trump's restrictions on U.S. foreign aid. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Members of the Barbados Police Service are seeking to determine the root causes of the delays in court cases in this country's judicial system. This was revealed by Acting Inspector of Police Alicia Brewster, who gave Starcom Network News details on the symposium on addressing the backlog and delays in the criminal justice system, which ends today at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center. Acting Inspector Brewster emphasized that one of the goals of the high-level discussion would be to develop action plans aimed at enhancing the nation's criminal justice system.
In symposiums, firstly, seeks to comprehensively understand the root causes and systemic factors contributing to those backlogs and delays. It also aims to showcase best practices and successful interventions from various jurisdictions. And we're also looking to foster collaboration and partnerships among stakeholders within the criminal justice system. At the end of the symposium, we're hoping to create concrete action plans and initiatives that will implement and streamline processes, enhance efficiency, and ultimately improve access to justice in Barbados.
Acting Inspector of Police Alicia Brewster. The Barbados Association of Retailers, Vendors and Entrepreneurs, Barvin, is defending vendors following criticism of the unhealthy snacks some sell outside of schools. The Barbados Childhood Obesity Coalition has appealed to government to implement the vending legislation to support the National School Nutrition Policy, arguing that while school canteens comply with the policy, vendors outside schools continue to sell unhealthy options. Barvin's communication officer, Roland Maloney, says the association supports and encourages healthy options, but it is important to recognize that many vendors are simply trying to make a living.
This is a very sensitive matter. I'm dealing with the needs of the vendors at this current moment, meaning they have to provide for themselves, they have to provide for their families. We have always encouraged our members as well as the vendors to do their best to try to provide the healthiest snacks possible, as well as foods and choices. But again, as we had also mentioned and spoke to the Heart and Stroke Foundation at some of the gatherings that they had, that the vending community would love to play an even greater role in this initiative, but we are not the manufacturers of most of the snacks, and most of us do not have the equipment to manufacture quite a bit of the snacks.
Mr. Maloney is also calling on manufacturers to step up by offering healthier snack options for vendors to sell to the public.
What we would need is a buy-in from a wider stakeholders, which would include the manufacturers. If we could get them to manufacture even more healthier snacks to offer to the children at school as well as the wider public, that would assist us greatly in this matter.
Communications Officer for Barvin, Roland Maloney. A regional expert in agriculture says the Caribbean has made significant progress in improving food security, but stressed there's more work to be done to deal with the issue in rural communities across the region. This was stated by Regional Director for Latin America and the Caribbean at the International Fund for Agricultural Development, Rosanna Pilastri, as she weighed in on the findings of the FAO's latest report on food security and nutrition. Speaking through an interpreter, Ms. Pilastri said 2.9 million people in the region stopped suffering from hunger compared to previous figures.
In 2023, for the second consecutive year, hunger and food insecurity were dropped in Latin America and the Caribbean. In 2023, in Latin America and the Caribbean, 20 million people stopped having food insecurity, and hunger is affecting 2.9 million people less than in 2022. It is the only region where we've had such a reduction in the prevalence of food security. But this should not make us complacent. It is the only region where we've had such a reduction in the prevalence of food security.
She said rural communities in many countries in the region will need financial and technical support to eliminate food insecurity.
We need to double our efforts in order to have better food systems. And to achieve this, we must have rural solutions and assist and support rural producers so that they have basic infrastructure, climate information systems, better practices, and of course, access to financial assistance that will help them address these challenges. It must also be equal for men and women, as well as vulnerable populations, so that this reduction of hunger does not leave anyone behind.
Regional Director for Latin America and the Caribbean at IFAD, Rosanna Pilastri. As major roadworks begin in the parish of St. Thomas, one private company is assuring the public there will be better communication between contractors and utility providers. Mark Atwell, general manager at C.O. Williams, said there is already a plan in place to ensure works on Highway D in the areas of Content, Shop Hill, and Tukes are done only in conjunction with the Barbados Water Authority and the Barbados Light and Power Company.
We are working and coordinating with the utilities. Luckily, again, in this section, there are no major water mains, so that will help us to get forward faster. The BWA has gone ahead and completed sections that we'll be working in. The public would have seen them doing work from the top of Shop Hill going north to the Hangman's Hill Junction. That's been completed. They do still have further works to do ahead of us, going from the top of Shop Hill down towards Lestavon. Again, the public will know all the leaking water mains and so on that they've experienced in the past. They want to make sure and have that main replaced before we do this new road construction.
Mark Atwell, General Manager at C.O. Williams. A radio operator wants Barbadians to invest in and operate the ham radio as it would be an asset during times of disaster. The ham radio is a licensed radio service that enables people to communicate all around the world. Cammy Holder, who has been operating the radio for just over 6 years, tells Starcom Network News it would be a reliable piece of equipment to have as the region wrestles with the effects of climate change.
The reliability of ham radio cannot be questioned, because when all else fails, let's say the cell phones are down, electricity is off, most ham radio operators would have the ability to communicate. And in recent times, we've had what happened in St. Vincent, Jamaica, with the hurricane passing, and Dominica, whereby persons only had ham radio as the contact in terms of coordinating the emergency response in terms of welfare checks and so forth. So ham radio always filled that void when there was a disaster.
Ham radio operator Cammy Holder. St. Lucian-born educator and architect of the Caribbean Examination Council, CXC, Sir Fitzroy Augier, has passed away. In a statement, CXC expressed sadness at the passing of Professor Sir Fitzroy. He was described as a distinguished Caribbean historian and inspirational figure at CXC. Registrar and CEO of the CXC, Dr. Wayne Wesley, stressed his leadership and governance oversight inspired the work and integrity of succeeding leaders and staff to establish the CXE as a preeminent standard for secondary certification in the Caribbean. Sir Fitzroy celebrated his 100th birthday on December 17th. And finally, head of the United Nations has expressed concern about President Donald Trump's decision to pause foreign assistance from the United States as his administration promotes its America First agenda. During a news conference yesterday, a spokesman for Antonio Guterres, Stephanie Dujarric, told reporters the UN Secretary General had noted the policy change with concern. Trump signed an executive order shortly after he was sworn in for a second term on January 20th, ordering all federal government agencies to enact a 90-day pause on foreign development assistance and to review existing programs. Dujarric said there are many people who depend on this support, adding that the U.S. is one of the largest aid providers in the world. Recapping the headlines. Leadership of the Barbados Police Service meet to resolve the backlog of cases in the judicial system. Barvin backs vendors in the wake of criticisms leveled against them over a sale of unhealthy food items. A regional expert in food security says the Caribbean has made progress reducing hunger, but stresses more help is needed in rural communities. The architect of the Caribbean Examination Council passes away at 100. And the UN chief expresses concern over Trump's restrictions on U.S. foreign aid. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.